Hello, my friends. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. This is episode number 87, episode 87. And today I want to talk to you about finding time to make it into your studio, how to find time for your studio practice. So my friend, if you have another job or another hustle or another gig that you do besides being an artist, this episode is for you. Because today I want to talk to you about, you know, how to find more time to spend in your studio. When life gets busy, when things are hectic, maybe some of you have a full-time or a part-time or multiple jobs that you do, and you are, you know, having a hard time kind of fitting your studio practice. How do you do it? How can you make the most of your day, of your time, so that you can get in the studio and have the energy to do the work that you need to do? Because my friends, that happens very often. And maybe this is something that happens to you. You know, if you have another activity that you do that takes up most of your day, by the time you get to your studio and when you can get there, you know, you're already tired, you are fatigued, you are distracted because all the things you gotta do, you gotta prepare for the next day and so on. So it sometimes becomes very, very difficult. Maybe you are a teacher or a professor, or you work at a gallery or a museum or whatnot. Doesn't matter what this other activity is, what you call it, it's taking up a big chunk of your day, which makes it sometimes difficult to make it into your studio and get the work done. Well, my friends, first let me tell you, I have been there many times myself. Why? Because as an artist, I'm not only a productive artist, but I'm also a curator of a big art center here in Chicago, the Joby Art Center. Also have my own gallery, 33 Contemporary Gallery. I have an online program for artists, the Art Next Level. It's a community of artists from around the world, which I work and I lead there. And so there's all these other activities, Breakfast with Sergio, that you're watching, editing these videos, have a podcast and all this other stuff that I do that I love to do as well. But at the end of the day, everything takes a chunk of time, right? Yet, I still have to make sure that no matter what activities I'm putting on my schedule, I still have time and adequate time to dedicate to my studio practice. Because before all the other things, I'm an artist, and you know, that's something that I have to do to, you know, keep my sanity, right? So in order for me to do everything else, I gotta make sure that as an artist, I'm being productive. So I wanna give you some tips, a couple of things that hopefully will help you, you know, if you are struggling right now to fit in your schedule, your studio practice. Well, one of the things that you gotta do, my friend, one of the things that you gotta do, which has helped me a lot over the years, is to make sure you schedule it. You schedule it. And when you schedule time in your studio, you have to treat it as if you're going to visit the doctor, right? As if you have to go to the doctor. Normally, if you gotta see the doctor, you're not like, oh, I don't feel good today, I'm just not gonna go. Oh, you know, there's something really good on TV, I just watch that, I'll go to the doctor tomorrow. You know, when you schedule your time in your studio, you have to treat it as a high priority. Of course, if you want to make progress in your art career, you have to do it. You have to invest time in your studio, right? So when you put it in your schedule, you have to treat it as if it is of high priority. That's number one. Another thing you want to do when you are, you know, planning your day is also you want to, and this is something that has helped me a lot. When I walk in the studio, I try to leave everything, outside of the doors of my studio. The worries that I have, the episodes of Breakfast, we say everything else, the editing and some projects that I have to do and so on. All that stays kind of outside the door, in the waiting room outside the studio door, so that when I'm inside here, I can have focus, I can have my full attention into the work at hand. So number two, you know, when you walk into your studio, you know, really think of yourself, this is my time, this is a me time between my work and I will get the best of it if I focus 100% into the time that I have here. Whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 minutes, whatever time you are dedicating, you're putting your calendar on that day to be in your studio, then that will help you to stay focused. Another thing, number three, that you can do if you're having a hard time kind of fitting in, studio practices, What if you could add more hours to your day? Well, you really cannot add more hours to the day, but you can produce more hours in the day if you waste less time in other things, right? If you're watching TV or, you know, if you're doing things that just, when you look at your day or your week, you find that, you know, if you stop doing some things that really are not really necessary, you know, you might find that you can still squeeze in another 3, maybe 4 more hours that week into your studio, right? So you can make more time by wasting less of it during the week. So that's another good tip. Another thing that has always helped me in my studio and still keep being able to keep up with everything else I have to do is that in my studio, I always have things unfinished. I always have things undone. I work normally in multiple pieces at one time. And that has helped me because there's always something to do in the studio. There's always something to do when I walk in. You know, there's always stuff that's unfinished, that's undone. And that way, you know, I can always be productive. I can always continue making and keeps me on at a steady pace in the studio. And also, you know, as I'm talking about this, it is okay if sometimes you need to stay away from the studio to take care of other things in life. That is totally okay. You know, don't punish yourself if you have to take some time off so that you can focus on other things, get those done, and then when you go back in the studio, you have full energy and full focus on what you want to do in your studio as well. And the last thing I want to say about this is keep yourself, you know, your space where you are creative, whether it's a small room or a small corner in the house or a big studio, the size doesn't matter. It's about what comes out of the studio that matters, not the size in which you work. So don't feel less of an artist if you only have a little corner in your house or in your basement. You know, it's about what comes out of that corner that matters, not the size. Nobody's gonna check the square footage in your studio, all right? So think about that. Something that you can do is always have stuff ready to be used. All your art supplies, have them ready. Have a little place where, you know, you have all your stuff ready for action, ready for action. If every time you gotta work, you gotta do a whole setup and move a whole lot of stuff, well, that's gonna consume more of your time. That's gonna make it harder for you to get in because it's a hustle, right, to get everything ready. What if you dedicate one section of your house or your studio or whatever, you know, where everything is ready for you to just get in, walk in, and get to work? That I found to have been very useful for me in my own art career, particularly here in my home studio, where I can come downstairs and just get to work. Just grab the brush, grab the tools, and just get to work. I don't have to think too much about it. I don't have to drive anywhere else. You know, it's just right here, very convenient for me. So find what works for you. You know, make sure you have some sort of a pace. Make sure that you create time. And most important, make sure that you spend adequate time in your studio if you want to see your art career succeed and you want to see your art career move forward, right? We can talk about marketing and all these things all the time, but unless you are creating great work in the studio, unless you are really pushing yourself in your studio and always getting better at what you do, you know, nothing else will compensate for that. So my friends, thank you for watching another episode of Breakfast with Sergio. Share it with your friends. Check out my artist community at theartistnextlevel.com. Check out all the resources that we have there for you as well. And I hope to see you in the next episode of Breakfast with Sergio.